Hello. Well, we are in the book of Ezra now, and we're just a couple of books away from being finished with the Old Testament story. I hope you're actually seeing it move along. I mean, I'll have some more summary for you by the time we finish it. But now we have now gone through the kings. We have gone through both the Assyrian captivity of Israel, and it's completely gone. We'll never come back. We have Judah has been taken into Babylonian captivity, and it is now 70 years later, or roughly 70 years later, and it opens up explaining it in Ezra chapter 1, verse 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and to put it in writing, and basically says, I'm going to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. And if you look in Jeremiah, the reference is in chapter 25, verses 11 and 12. You'll see that the prophecy is actually the destruction of Babylon. Persia has now taken over the Babylonian Empire. And the first thing they're doing is trying to look through and figure out if there's anything they need to run differently than the way the Babylonians did it. And they're going to open up Israel again, and particularly Jerusalem, and rebuilding the temple. And so Ezra is going there with a number of folks. You're going to see a number of names in there down, let's see where I just lost the number of names. I'm sorry, chapter 2, it says he was in the company of Zerubbabel, who is basically a descendant of the king, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reliah, Mordecai. I don't think it's the same Mordecai that we're going to see with Esther, but possibly could be. Bilshan, Milspar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Bana. Chapter 2 is just a list of all the people that came back. It does list that we have descendants of the descendants of the Levites. So we have some priests that are coming back, and we have some people coming back that can't prove their tribal authenticity. They can't prove who their ancestors were, and they come back as well. And so that's chapter 3. With a long list of folks. And then in chapter 3, we have them rebuilding the altar. And then the very last part of chapter 3 is they lay the foundation for the temple. And it's interesting that there's this mix of applause and weeping at the end. The old folks are remembering what Solomon's temple looked like, and they're remembering with sadness the fact that it's been destroyed. And all the younger people are excited about the fact that they're getting ready to rebuild the temple. And so anyway, that's chapters 1, 2, and 3 in Ezra. And we'll pick that up in chapter 4 tomorrow. I hope you've enjoyed 2 Kings and getting in to what little we know. We're only dealing with a couple of hundred years now in this next part. And then we go into 400 years of silence before we have Jesus come on the scene. So enjoy the reading, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Have a great night.